Okay, so it's all about mini views. You never know who's going to be in studio or on the Island FM phone lines. And I have my dear brethren here with me, Black Hero. Hero, good morning. How you doing?
Wagwan, check, check. What are you?
Oh, man, we're here. We just want to get to know you a little bit better. With mini views, I love giving my listeners the opportunity to get a chance to know their artists, some of their favorite artists, a little bit better. And I love to start at the root. I love to start at the background. So give us some details. Where and when did you get your start in music?
Where I get my start in music? I definitely feel like 2016 was where like it became more professional, and you could see like the emergence of Black Hero and like a specific sound and a style. But really, it's like all I see, man, planted from like my younger days with my mom singing in the choir, and me, Falcon, singing for the choir and start playing the drums. And you know, it's like that energy that has been carrying me through my life, and I just didn't notice until it was time to do music, like, isn't it? So I feel like it started from that point, but 2016 is when you really start to see like more performances and start to see me up on the scene more, and people start to recognize that, all right, we'll see that you too, isn't it?
Yeah, there is some truth to that. I can attest to that, because 2016 was around the time where we had that era of upcoming artists, and you were definitely in the mix. So what are some of the things that you accomplished from 2016 till now with your career? And are there any collabs or background works that the listeners and fans may not have known Black Hero was involved with?
Straight. The things that I'm really proud of, like, it's so much to really think of, because for me, every win is a win. It doesn't matter how big or small. But the things that really stand out is the fact that I represented Jamaica and the Caribbean, like, in Europe with UNESCO. That's just, yeah, like, and that was recently too. It's not like a long time. Like, recently we went to Portugal and Spain, and we just kind of just represented the Caribbean music-wise. Cuba was there as well, and the Dominican Republic, and I was from Jamaica, and we were just representing out of 100 odd countries, like, just what the music and the style and the essence is from the Caribbean, you know? So that was good. And then I just going on tour, you know what I mean? Just performing, and also like collabing with UB40. I feel like for me, even it's bigger than what I even think, isn't it? Because UB40 has sold like millions of records, and like, even my mother was excited.
I have to stop you for an important cause, because there's nothing and nobody to me like UB40 my entire life. Like, them, I love them and I hold them to such a high pedestal. To know that you got to work with them, that is such a big deal. Big ups to you on that, man.
Yeah, man. Them just reach out, send me, say, we have four reading for you. Pick one and we just do all four. And then them just end up using all four. So it's just a good vibe. Like I say, that's like a bridging of the gap right there. Like, that's years apart, you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a major bridge in the gap. Like, if you are from our generation and you don't know who UB40 is, then what you doing? Our listeners know them for sure. We always are rock that. But hey, if you don't have UB40 in your list of credits, you know, you're about to know. So we are in the thick of this, what it feels like a never-ending pandemic. And, you know, creatives have been forced to find different ways to cope and to find ways around in the industry. How have you used the pandemic to navigate the entertainment industry?
Basically, navigating the whole pandemic and industry is the same, because it really just relies on the relationships you're building and just how real you are and just the type of person you were before the pandemic hit, you know? Because like, that's really what's just been carrying me, right? The money is not no bag of ray or nothing. It's literally just having good people around and being able to, you know, ask favors, ask for help, ask for advice, and you know, them just being able to just give that too. So I just feel like navigating both of them really relies on just relationship building and just being cool and being a people person and just understanding, say, it's not a singular thing, like a plural, all the way I go through. I just need for, you know, go through.
Yeah, for sure. I got you. And I'm very happy that you found ways to use it to your advantage. What are some of the projects that came from the pandemic?
Straight. Well, the most standout one for me really is the collaborative like EP that I did with Wayne J. I think it's the first of its kind. I'm still going to check it out. I'm not sure. I know I want to make sure, but it's like me and Wayne J, basically, it's not like no feature. We're all over the tracks together. We create them from scratch together and just feels very organic and the chemistry just feels real good. So it's like that really stood out. And we had Skilly Bang on that project as well, right as he was coming out the gate. So it's like that whole energy and the youthfulness and the new millennium vibes, just it just created a different catapult. So yeah, that was the most standout project. And as I said, the collaborative songs with UB40 and just a couple other singles were just really resonate with the people. I'm just glad for that.
That is great. I'm happy that, you know, you can, as I said before, you're still finding ways to push out and to reach people, because let me let you in on a little secret. I know we spoke about this briefly on a Twitter space, that the song you did with Wayne J, the I'm a Real G Young Boss, New Millennium. Let me tell you something. When the station was formerly Irie, that song would play at least 100 times a day. There's not a moment that you don't walk in before the show starts and during the show that song don't play straight. I'm telling you. So that song has made impact, may I tell you the truth. I love, love, love that for you. So what is next for Black Hero? What can listeners expect?
Just expect more of the same. Like, I'm just trying to get, with each song, I just want a growth. There just should be progress. There should be some moving forward. So that's what I've tried to, like, keep going with each release. Like, oh, it's getting better and better. The visuals are getting better. Because a lot of people don't know, I have my own ecosystem. I'm very hands-on, so I work with very specific people. So I have my own videographers, I have my own, like, everything. So it's like, each video, when you see it get better, that's us learning. When you hear the mix get better, we are mixing it, so it gets better. I want one day when we put out a song, sonically, it should be on the same level as a Drake or a Kendrick or anybody that's doing good quality music, you feel me? So I just want to just keep improving and just look out for a full-length project from me, you know what I mean? Since the New Millennium project has just been single, so I want to give them like a full menu, you know, instead of, you know, for them favorite dishes. Yeah.
Right, Phyllis, so as you should. Thank you so, so much for chatting with us here. We love catching up with the artists, and it has personally been a pleasure to catch up with you and to hear your voice. Hopefully, we can see you soon, too.
Yeah, man, likewise, as them fly the gate for them, man.
Of course, may I pick you up from the airport, man. May I pick you up. So you enjoy and have a blessed day. And like we say always on the morning show here, never you ever forget to big up yourself.
All right, like that. Everybody, big up on yourself. Isn't me?
Mad. Mad.